I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, is champion diver Greg Louganis finally on the brink of diving into a bowl of Wheaties that come from a box with his picture on the front? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. That's one of the more interesting previews we've ever had.
Wasn't that a great sentence? I'm very proud
That's
of that.
A very great sentence. It's built kind of like a beach house.
Exactly.
There's a couple of wings and a deck or two and...
Maybe we'll get to some topics.
Let's talk about some sports.
We had a story about a week ago about Jen Welter, known as the first female coach in the National Football League, but she was an intern and one among many at that, and her job is about to end. Has too much been made about too little regarding how progressive the NFL is becoming?
I find this story utterly baffling because, to my knowledge, nobody mentioned that she was an intern at the time.
Yeah.
And let's face facts, the NFL got a couple of weeks of pretty decent publicity in a year where it hasn't had a couple of weeks of decent publicity. So I'm more than a little suspicious that the boys in marketing had gotten together and put this thing through.
As of my most recent count, 25 NFL players had suffered ACL tears during the preseason. This is a season-ending injury, and it seems like a lot, 25, but it's only slightly ahead of last year's total. Maybe all those injured players should try the cure upon which Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson depends when he gets hit in the head.
You mean the magic water?
The magic water,
the magic
precisely.
Water.
Yes.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is plugging something called Reliant Recovery Water, and initially said that it had helped him overcome a big hit from Clay Matthews in the NFC Championship game last year. He's since clarified that he didn't really have a concussion and that Reliant Recovery Water didn't have much to do with the fact that he played in the Super Bowl. Look, everybody's entitled to sell anything to anybody, but I think Russell Wilson, it's time to, like, you know, start selling for the, you know, the local Honda dealership or maybe Jack in the Box. Because snake oil, while always having customers in the United States of America, isn't really a career plan.
You might think that after losing his chance to start the season as a starting quarterback, an athlete would work harder to prove that his coach was wrong. Not true of Houston Texans backup quarterback Ryan Mallett. How did he respond?
Well, he lost his job to Brian Hoyer, and Ryan Mallett responded by oversleeping the next practice, which has become something of an issue between he and head coach Bill O'Brien.
Some athletes at some universities will receive scholarships that equal the full cost of attendance this year, Charlie, but football players at Cincinnati will have to follow the rules if they want to see their checks. Is this, as Coach Tommy Tuberville suggests, a tool to help student athletes, or just another way to exploit the free labor?
It's another way to exploit the free labor. It's an interesting argument, though. I mean, that if you are going to accept salaries and you are going to style yourself as an employee,
got to do your job.
You got to do your job. But even like in the workplace, you don't get fined. I mean, if you show up late for the marketing meeting, they don't ask for $10 before they let you in the door.
Or short your check the next
exactly.
time it comes in. People sometimes joke about student-athletes' majors of choice.
No, really?
But at Auburn, the pick was, until recently, public administration. So when the university decided to do away with that major, the athletic department agreed that the program did not support the university's academic mission, right?
No, they offered to pay for it themselves.
we don't want our kids to be without a major.
You know, to tell you the truth, I haven't noticed all that many former Auburn athletes getting elected to the state legislature or taking jobs on the zoning commission or becoming the head of the sewer department or something. Mm-hmm. So I wonder about this. Actually, this is not that unusual. At Georgia Tech, every year there was a running joke that there was a thing called the industrial management major. And if you went through the football and basketball, you know, annual yearbooks, you would see a plethora, an overwhelming majority of industrial management majors. So it looks like public administration at Auburn was the course of choice.
Charlie, former NBA star Daryl Dawkins died this week. How will you remember Chocolate Thunder?
I'm going to try not to remember him just because he broke a backboard, but I am going to remember him as a guy who came along at a very unique time in the history of the NBA and was a very unique person. After his career was, which really never got to the peak that his talents probably could have brought him to, he got married and raised a stepdaughter with Down syndrome and coached in a bunch of different strange places, including a community college, and was altogether a good human being. And I think that's what I remember most about him.
I would add, I never saw a player who seemed to be having more fun playing.
Well, I mean, he had having more fun being Daryl Dawkins.
Absolutely.
Which was the whole point.
Absolutely. How about a tip of the hat to LeBron James and his program to benefit 1,000 students headed at some future date for the University of Akron?
Number one, I think it's terrific that he aimed it at the University of Akron, and rather than just kind of spreading the money all around. $41.8 million, mm-hmm. Good for him. I hope someday we see a very long New York Times Sunday piece on how all these people with these scholarships have gone on to do great things. I just hope none of them become public administration majors at Auburn.
They transfer so that they can. I don't want to jinx the Chicago Cubs.
Don't say it, Bill!
They have done fine in the jinx department for generations without my help. But we like their chances to make the postseason this time around, don't we?
Well, they're screwed now. Here comes the meteor. As the headline writers will say, they are indeed poised to secure the NL wildcard, which means something really weird is going to happen in the National League playoffs.
To celebrate Monopoly's 80th birthday, an edition featuring 22 cities across the country as chosen by game players has appeared, and Boston is on the board, represented by the head of the Charles Regatta. I don't understand this. The head of the Charles rather than the Boston Marathon or Fenway Park? What does this say about whoever did the choosing?
How about the American Revolution? A lot of stuff happened here.
There were a few things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I think it's terrific, although why they just didn't use the old board and call it Waterworks is beyond me.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week at Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.